Born in the Bronx in 1931, Regis Philbin studied at the University of Notre Dame before serving in the U.S. Navy. He broke into showbiz as a page for The Tonight Show and sidekick on The Joey Bishop Show in the 1960s. In the 70s, West Coast viewers knew him from AM Los Angeles from 1975 to 1981, before moving to New York to co-host The Morning Show, where he met Kathy Lee Johnson, future wife of Frank Gifford. The two made magic together as Live with Regis and Kathy Lee became nationally syndicated in 1988, offering free vacations to audience members, ragging on producer Gelman, and chit-chatting about current events.
Some people still think we're married to each other. Even you once in a while think we're married.
In 2001, Gifford was replaced by Kelly Ripa for Live with Regis and Kelly, and Regis didn't miss a beat.
Some people ask, why has the show stayed on so long? And I think it's answered to me every time people tell me why they watch it. They watch it, they say, because it makes them feel better. It makes them happy, and I'll never be able to top that.
He retired in 2011, turning the reins over to Michael Strahan and later Ryan Seacrest. Still, most younger viewers remember him as the host of the hit game show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Ready to play?
I'm ready.
Audience, are you ready? Sure, let's do it. Let's play Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
To this day, Regis holds the Guinness World Record with 15,000 hours on the air. Ladies and gentlemen, the hardest working man in show business finally gets to rest. Remembering Regis Philbin, Jason Fraley, WTOP News.